I'm Steve Miller reporting. Iran's prosecutor general has directly named a CIA official as being the main designer of the protests that have shaken the country. The Trump administration has denied having any hand in the protests, and the CIA declined to comment. On Wednesday, Vice President Mike Pence also spoke about the supporting of the Iranian people in the protests.
The American people stand with them, and that they will just continue to show the courage of their convictions and reach out and embrace a free and democratic future, that America and the world will be with them.
Robert Rafael reports the Saudi Arabia-led coalition says it is closing the circle around the Houthi rebels in Yemen.
The Saudi-led coalition says it will continue the fight against the rebels, who have fired dozens of ballistic missiles towards Saudi Arabia. A spokesman also said the coalition would continue humanitarian aid operations in order to lift the suffering of the Yemeni people. The conflict is now widely seen as a proxy war between regional rival Saudi Arabia, which backs the government, and Iran, which backs the Houthi rebels. Robert Rafael, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump threatened former chief strategist Steve Bannon with legal action over defamatory statements about Trump's son and son-in-law over a meeting with Russians during the 2016 presidential campaign. Trump cut ties Wednesday with his former advisor, saying that he had lost his mind in a blistering statement issued after reports of disparaging comments by Bannon. A suicide attack has hit an area in Afghanistan's capital Kabul Thursday, according to officials and witnesses, causing casualties among nearby security personnel. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says it will further investigate the death of a wheelchair-bound Palestinian who was killed in clashes over U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Emily Wither has that story.
Ibrahim Abu Thuraya was killed while protesting President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, a move which infuriated Palestinians who want the East to be their future capital of a Palestinian state. The UN say the 29-year-old amputee was shot in the head by Israeli troops close to the Gaza-Israel border fence. An initial investigation by the Israeli military found it wasn't possible to say what killed the activist and that no live fire was directed at him. The military police are now examining the case further. His death on December 15th was condemned by the UN Human Rights Office, who called it a truly shocking act.
That was reporter Emily Wither. Jeff Custer reports another Nigerian schoolgirl seized in a mass abduction by Boko Haram extremists from a boarding school nearly 4 years ago has been found.
The kidnapping resulted in global outrage and drew attention to the thousands of Nigerians who have been taken by Boko Haram during its deadly insurgency over the years. More than 80 of the Chibok schoolgirls seized by the Islamic extremists were freed last year following negotiations with the government, but more than 100 remain captives. Many were forced to marry their kidnappers and have had children while in captivity. In a statement, a Nigerian military official said that Salome Pagu was rescued near Pulka Village in Borno State. She had been number 86 on the list of schoolgirls abducted in Chibok. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Turkey dismissed Thursday a U.S. court conviction of a Turkish banker in connection with a billion-dollar plot to evade U.S. sanctions against Iran. The court in New York City convicted Mehmet Hakan Atilla on 4 counts of conspiracy, including conspiracy to defraud the United States, plus 1 count of bank fraud. The 47-year-old Turkish national was acquitted on charges of money laundering. The Turkish Foreign Ministry said Thursday the ruling was unfair and unfortunate, and also an unprecedented interference in Turkey's internal affairs. The U.S. State Department has placed Pakistan on a special watch list for severe violations of religious freedom. The State Department also said it had redesignated 10 other nations as countries of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act for having engaged in or tolerated egregious violations of religious freedom. The redesignated countries were China, Eritrea, Iran, Myanmar, North Korea, Sudan, Saudi Arabia, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.